Spriggot galloped a passing moth and began chuckling.
Thank you kindly, Sam Kim. 'Tis a tribute to my realistic cricket chirrup.
The hedgehog's laughter was infectious. Soon the three of them were doubled up, pounding the log with their paws.
Oh, dear. And there was a ruler, counting and whacking. 97, 58, 23. Take that, man. And you ran smacking into that rat. Oh, you should see the way your snout swelled up.
And there were I, picking up a log. It were a good job your log were dead, or I'd have killed it.
When the laughter had died down, Sam Kim kicked the dust gloomily.
Aye, but the fox got away with our sword. What's to laugh at about that? He could be anywhere by now.
A ruler had the solution. She reeled in the rat on the bowstring.
Her, now listen, vermin. Where be fox gone to? You best answer I, afore I get terrible mad.
The rat sneered at a ruler and remained silent. Spriggot smiled pitifully at the creature.
I hope you don't talk, rat. Tell you why. See yon mole? She weren't fooling when she said she were mad. Take it from us, she is mad, ain't she, Sam Kim?
The young squirrel nodded, straight-faced and serious.
Mad? I'll say she is. Remember the last rat she caught, Spriggot? Deary me, I dread to think about that poor creature.
The rat began to look twitchy. Spriggot shook his head sadly.
On my oath, I hopes never to see that done to a living creature again. Especially the bit with the three squash frogs and those maggoty apples. Oh, sickens me to think of it.
The rat tried to limp away, but a ruler reeled him in on the bowstring until their faces were almost touching. She put her head on one side and grinned insanely at him.
Oh, I likes being mad, I do. Sankin, can you get us some big worms, smelly mud and dead wood beetles? I got a nice idea.
The rat went limp. He fell to the ground, blubbering.
Now, please, don't be mad with me. The fox's name is Deathbrush, and he's got five others with him. Tracker rats like myself. We're not killers, I swear it. Deathbrush serves in the order of Lord Farrago, the assassin. We were going to the South Stream to journey by water to the West Shore and join up with Farrago. We were sent to bring back Dingoy and Fura, but they're both dead. Deathbrush is taking the sword as a gift to Farrago. That's all I know. I promise you, don't hurt me, please.
Arula looked crestfallen.
Don't say you'll take us and show us away, please. I wants to have my fun.
Tears streamed from the rat's eyes as he beseeched Sam Kim.
I show you every footpaw of the way. I show you. Only please, keep the mad mole away from me, sir.
Oh, well, all right.
Sam Kim shrugged.
Tie him up to a tree for the night, Arula. He can show us the way as soon as it's light.
Sam Kim and Spriggot slept sitting against the log, but Arula was enjoying her new role as the terror of the woodlands. She snuggled up to the quivering rat, who was bound paw and claw to an elm.
Good night, rat face. Don't wake I up. It makes I mad.
No sleep for you yet, friend,
Spriggot called across to Arula.
First watch is yours. Remember what I said. Always post the watch through the night. Sam King can take second and I'll take the dawn watch. An old grubber like myself needs his sleep. Hope staying awake doesn't make you too mad.
Spet my matey here will tell you if I gets mad.
The rat slumped in his bonds and gave a despairing sob. That night, Sam Kim dreamt of Martin the Warrior. The spirit of Redwall held both his empty paws forth pleadingly.
Give me back my sword, Sam Kim. Do not let others use it for evil.